The Resort Municipality of Whistler, RMOW, has issued a point of clarification regarding the Whistler Waldorf School's lease at Spruce Grove Field, following another closed-door decision late last week. In it, the municipality clarifies there is no guarantee the school remains on the site past June 2026. Whistler's council originally voted in a closed meeting on June 25 to give the school 1 year to find a new location. Following a major outcry from the Waldorf community, council apparently reversed course, voting to extend the lease to 2026 in a second closed meeting held July 18. Following that, the Whistler Waldorf School's Board of Trustees sent an email to parents, saying in the new lease extension, RMOW staff were instructed to remove language regarding a final lease extension. Additionally, the RMOW has confirmed that staff will be directed to work with the province to determine if the Crown lease allows for a permanent school in Spruce Grove Park. Read the email signed by Board of Trustees Chair Eric Walston. We believe this decision is a commitment by all parties to work together to find a long-term solution so that the essential daycare and education services the school provides can continue. Asked for comment, the RMOW said it didn't have anything further to add to what the Whistler Waldorf School has shared today. There were also no comments or clarifications on the matter from council at the July 23 regular council meeting, at which Walston thanked council for its change of heart. It's very simple, on behalf of the students, the teachers, the staff, and the board of the school, we want to just thank you, he said. We want to thank you for listening, we want to thank you for being supportive, and we want to thank you for giving us an opportunity to become part of the solution to some of the issues that Whistler faces. We know that your job is very difficult, you have multiple stakeholders with multiple interests, and limited resources, and so we come here to offer to continue being a solution. We think that it's a big tent, we can fit a number of groups, a number of interests in whatever we want to do, and we believe that working together we can find a solution. On July 24, after Peak went to press with the original story, the RMOW offered more info. Having an independent school operate out of Spruce Grove Park is, and always has been, a temporary arrangement that Waldorf knew and accepted, reads a statement posted on the RMOW website. As such, council wishes to provide a few points of clarity. Waldorf sits on land the municipality manages under a provincial crown grant for park and outdoor recreation purposes. The RMOW does not know whether the province would entertain a change in the potential land uses designated under the grant. The RMOW will seek some indication the province could be amenable to this change within the coming months. Council has heard from citizens on both sides of this issue and remains open to input. The addition of another year of lease does not constitute a council decision to enable Waldorf to stay permanently. While council has extended the timeline, it is only an extension. This does not create certainty for the school on this site, and the Waldorf Board of Directors is aware of this risk. A planning process to determine the best possible use of Spruce Grove Park, and the full breadth of community benefits it could offer, is planned to occur within the next 2 years. Check back with Peak for more as this story develops. An earlier version of this story said Mayor and Council. Mayor Jack Crompton and Councillor Jesse Morden were recused, as they have children who attend the school.